that Life Was Too Smooth on the Patio Pop with my guy, DJ Hard Work. What's happening?
What it is, what it is, what it is. Kim Folk, good, you good?
Huh?
I said, Kim Folk, you good?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
My bad. I heard what you, I thought you heard. Nah, no. I had to change the screen. That's my bad. Hold on.
Damn, I'm through the West Coast.
We got some great news, big dog. I wanted to update you on something. King's Bug is right behind you.
Okay.
You know we on air, right?
Yes, sir. <What's that>? Yes, sir.
What happened to that interview? Just died off that guy.
Because I kind of, let me see, how can I say this without being, the person just said, send them that, what you just sent me, they gonna come on in. Party number one is, I don't know. So, person you talking about, send it to you right quick, so then come on, chime in and get this thing going, baby.
How soon, they already got it to them?
No, I forgot to do that before I even chime in, so I'm gonna need you to shoot it to them. You got me.
Cool. Is that what you just sent me? I need the number. Who is it? What's the number?
Talking about who you said? The king.
Oh, you want him in there? Okay, I got you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Who you talking about? Since I just, you know.
I got you.
Yeah, man. The party. I guess they. You know, I don't know, but hey. You know, I would try to have a bag of playing. You know me.
I got something. You're gonna be mad, my nigga. While y'all got your little what's your name going on? Y'all bet going on. King's Bug done jumped up about 50 to almost 70 something new likes on his page in 24 hours.
Oh, that's wonderful, man. That's a wonderful day of the MMR 3000. Slash Living Life, Hard Work, Nate Ball, Hard Music Group. But soon, everybody that's listening, hey, we got a friendly competition going on between me and the Golden Kings, which is Mac and King's Bud. We got a friendly little bit going on. But one thing about the whole situation, you cannot beat Sensei. Hey, listen. I'm just sitting back. Hey. In my mind, I was thinking that something like that gonna occur where you gonna, you know, and they're gonna jump up then out of nowhere. It ain't how you finish. I mean, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Hey, I'm just saying, he got a little bit of help from the guidance counselor, not the sensei, but the guidance counselor.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told the whole La Familia. They need it. The king doesn't. Hold on, let me rephrase that. I apologize. The God doesn't.
Hey. I sent him it. I hope he up. Is he up? Is he woke? Is the king woke?
Better.
The king in the bed a little longer than normal, huh? Good morning.
Hey, the person we talking about is on the line. Let them know who you is, baby.
Move, Ken. Move. Why is you all gonna come?
somebody got something going on at night. Hello?
King's Bud.
King's Bud. What's up? Where you at? King's Bud. King.
What's up,
everybody? Oh, man, what's going on?
It wasn't clicking in. It wasn't clicking in for me, man.
Okay.
What's up with you? What's up with everybody? Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Appreciate you.
Happy late Father's Day. Happy late Father's Day, man, to everybody.
Yeah, man, we been up, bro. I be up. We be up. You just woke up?
Nah, I woke up about like 2 hours ago. About an hour or two.
Okay, okay, okay. King, get the little royalty sleep. You get the sleep, get the rest, get the rest. Check out your fan page. Fan page jumping, big dog. It's going to keep on jumping, but it's jumping. You're going to win a little bet.
Oh, yeah, sir. I done heard the notifications.
Okay.
Even hit me up with it.
Hey, once again, we have a special guest on the line. Hey, can you tell us who you are and what you got going on, please, sir?
Yeah, this King Swell, you know what I'm saying? We got a Path of a King coming July 11th. You know what I'm saying? Shout out the whole gang. Shout out MMR 3000, Hard Work, Ball Hard. You know, we got the Dome video coming soon, too. As a matter of fact, in less than two or three weeks, you know, next few days, probably. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we got it. We just waiting for this world to open back up.
Okay.
Get back on the road.
Okay.
Get back to getting that money, get that bag. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm glad you said that, King, because I see you. You slipped a little bit. Everybody, July the 25th. Virtue concert, Next Level Tour, starring King Spud and Mac, aka the hip hop Michael Jackson, with special guests. Tune in. Hey, July the 25th, man. July the 25th. More updates coming real soon, man. We're gonna get that money regarding, man. They can't stop the tape, baby. Virtue concerts, baby.
Hey. Update.
Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com. Also, Mac 2 Month Pressure out right now. Mac 2 Month Pressure out right now. Tomorrow, hey, check this out, man. Yesterday was my birthday. So if you didn't get too soon a birthday present on Monday, which today is Tuesday, can you please do me one favor? Go get that Mac 2 Much Pressure. If you don't have it, go get that Mac 2 Much Pressure and July 11th. Half of a King, please grab that. That's all I ask for my late birthday present for everybody.
Streaming on all platforms.
Y'all check that out, man. Let's go get it to it.
Stream both. You're going to be able to stream both of them on all platforms. All 188.
Okay.
All platforms. Whatever you want to search it up on.
Hey. Well, let's go get it to it.
All right.
Go ahead, my brother.
Hey. I need your 10, you need to collaborate your 10 top fans. We see them, but we're going to go ahead and give away a couple singles to people that have in their playlists because of the fact that, you know, you want to give back to the fans for support. So you can pick and choose who you want. Tag your top fan. Tag 3 top fans today and let them know they're going to get pass rush since it's featuring King Spud and, you know, and Mac. That's the number one project we're pushing at the moment, but you're up next. And at this
King Spud. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, we lost connection or something. Tell the world a little bit more about your process in making or create a
damn
song.
I didn't hear none of that.
Shit. Y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
So, once again, King Spud, can you tell the people your process in creating a song? Give the people a little insight, the boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I'm gonna be real with y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's natural for me. I ain't gonna sit here and act like I just study it, you know what I'm saying, and try. But you know, it's just natural for me. It come natural. I go with the flow, I go with the music. It's just always about the music with me, man. It ain't no certain
strategy. How long you been rapping, my bro?
I do to create a process in music. It's just me. It's how I am with music.
Word. So I understand that
eight years
it came to you through, like me, father figure, your father. So break, give the people a little insight on that situation. May he rest in peace. Give a little insight on how, you know, that, you know, how they just made you just really want to do your thing. Your influence, basically, your influence.
Well, really, the influence, you know, when he first passed away, the influence wasn't even on the music. It really just made me turn up in sports because, you know, I was really just wanted to be a straight football player at first. But after that happened, because, you know, he left me when I was 7 years old, as a matter of fact.
Gotcha.
So he left me like at a real, real young age. So I ain't really just had no father figure in my life. You know, it's just influenced
me
on a lot of things.
Gotcha. Another thing I want you to touch bases on, your relationship with your label mate, which is your first cousin, Mac. You know, tell the people about how y'all, you know, intertwine and how y'all, yeah.
Hey, man, that's like my brother. That's my brother right there. Yeah, that's my label brother. More like my real brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? But the way we intertwined, man, it was a long time ago. I'm talking about like preschool days. We always just been linked in with each other. The more we grew, that's just the more we clicked in and linked in. Then we met up with the one and only. Too smooth.
Got a question.
He took us on the wing and just put us both right there. And now we just got the spotlight. And we just
how you feel about the spotlight when you leave the house? How do people react to when they see
you? Say it again. Man, that feel, man, it's an unbelievable feeling. That spotlight, it just give you all everything that you want in the music. Like, it just give you that energy, make you just want to turn up, get all the appreciation.
Can you
fans,
tell
everybody just watch
the people that don't know, or maybe they do know, but the ones that don't know, May 26th, 2019. You signed with MMR 3000, one of the greatest label ever to be assembled. How did that really come about? How did y'all get with the label? How did y'all know about the label? Like, how that came about?
At first, okay. I knew about the label through my label brother, Mac. You know what I'm saying? But at first, that was really just... The label was just really on Mac, because, you know, I wasn't really just introduced at the time, like, just yet. But he was like, you know, he got him a new deal that he's finna get ready to sign, you know. And we started talking about it. He was like, you know, I'm gonna put a word in for you, know, I already know Smooth gonna fuck with
hold,
you.
Hold on, Keys, boy. I gotta stop you. I gotta pump the brakes right there.
You know, I get to talking.
Hold on. We gotta keep it real now. It wasn't Mac. Who was it? Tell the truth.
What's that?
Travis Lee guy, man. The hottest A&R in the world, man. Hey!
TP. Travis.
Yeah.
Travis introduced us, but Mac the one who let me know about the label. Now, Travis, I didn't even get to that part yet. Yeah. Travis introduced us to the label, but I had already knew about the label from Mac.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mac the one who, you know, he introduced me like
personally. Yeah, he sent them like, songs and the rest is history.
Travis said, like, all of the promotion for us, though.
I got something I want to chime in on. It still did it with the bridge, but it got a deep, you know. Me personally, I listen to lyrics, the beat is like complimentary and extra. And in one of your lyrics off the Path of a King, on I want to say zip it up. I want to say I may be wrong. I think it's Zip It Up. You said it might have been High. I can't remember. You know what I'm talking about. You said at the age of 14, trapping one for me. So break that down to the younger generation. Well, your generation, because you are a millennial. You know, you just turned 22 this past Friday, which was the 19th. And my birthday was this past Monday, which is the 22nd. And Friday is Queen Riri's birthday. Can you break down that a little bit for me though about that what I'm talking about, the 14 Trapper one for you? Cause you know a lot of guys be lying in their music about
Okay.
Well, let me pause right quick. My fault. I ain't mean to cut you off. But on them lyrics, I ain't say trapping ain't for me. I said they tried to make me quit at 14. But I won the 1-4. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was talking about. Like, they try to make me quit sports. They try to make me quit music. All that little young age to start that trapping and everything. But I won the 1-4 that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I said,
I apologize. You know, I'm old. I can't hear or see too well, so I apologize.
But I won the 1-4. Yeah.
Y'all know we live. Good. We on live right now. Right? I just want y'all to know the people listening to us live. I appreciate the up and coming story because a lot of people don't have a real backstory. And when you hear your story, you hear the aggression and the pain in your flow.
Right.
I study music. You said it comes natural. Making music does come natural. Right. Studying music, that's something I have to do because I like to know where a person's mind was when they made a specific song. And what I'm looking at is I like Dumb, and I like that one that I tagged you in. What was that called? Heartless, or I believe. You got lyrical content, and that right there shows that separates you from a lot of artists your age. You actually have lyrical. You can tell you read something. You studied something. Listened in school.
Right. And that's the whole goal, to just bring something new, man. Who I try to do everything like my own way when it comes to music. Like, just everything different. Like, it's just everything authentic in my own way. Like I'm just trying to bring that vibe as well.
Is that, hey, I got a quick question. Is that arrogance or confidence?
King's World type of stuff. Like, that's King's World type of stuff. Yeah.
Great answer. Well, we're gonna switch subjects for a quick second, cause you know it wouldn't be me if I didn't ask this question. How do you feel about the climate in the world today? What I mean by climate, what's going on for us to protest, for us the 45th president, for as change must come. So how do you feel about the climate in the world today?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, it grew on me because just like when it first started, it I wasn't paying attention to it at first either. But once it got more serious, like I'm glad like everything, like I don't even like how what's going on with the George Floyd thing and all the protests, and then what's happening with the COVID-19, it's just like you know how they had something called like with the Great Depression. I feel like this is like the Great Filter. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it's all propaganda. You know what I'm saying? With something else that's really going on with the that's just how I feel about it. But you never know because they just put out so much out there, man. But I definitely got my eye on it, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like it's something around what's actually
Hold on, King's Blood.
They ain't displaying
what's now, too smoke.
What's actually going on.
Yes, sir.
Smoke.
What they want.
Now, you hear that response, right? You hear that response, right?
Yeah.
Now, how come? Well, ain't no how come. Fuck it. The best way to say it is, that's what we like to hear.
The truth.
There you go. Because propaganda. You said that word in the first sentence when you start talking. It's that propaganda. You know, a lot of people your age don't know what that means.
Right.
Hop on TV. Hop on TV.
I already know.
A lot of people's favorite cartoon TV show.
It is. I really just don't know what it means.
There you go, The Simpsons. Family Guy.
Straight propaganda, just to put it out there.
CSI.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
Hey, y'all may think I'm lying. If I had no kids, I wouldn't know what the hell y'all talking about because I don't watch the animated world. I wouldn't know nothing about that. I never watched The Simpsons, never watched The Family Guy. That's not my world. Let me just say that. Like, some people like to play the game. I'd rather, instead of playing the game or playing basketball, I'd rather be checking out stocks and bonds, how to make some money, man. Because right now, man, us as black men,
right,
we need to be locked in right now, baby, because, you know, you need to be very aware of what's going on because
hold on. Y'all want to hear the key point of those propaganda TV shows or what you just said to
us? They got us as a threat.
Those TV shows, man, come on the same channel as the news. We wasn't even talking about the Cartoon Network, man.
For real?
That shit come on channel 2, channel 4, channel 7, 13. It's on the channels that they know people gonna watch.
Wow. Hey, you know, I'm see, we talking about, you know, I'm gonna say shows and stuff. I'm gonna get a little bit more deeper. No disrespect to the LGBT community, but when I was staying in Nashville back in 2004, right, 16 years ago, we're sitting there watching, you know, watching TV as usual. Then some comes on, the sex hotlines or whatever they have on TV. They had like LGBT, which was 16 years ago, commercial. They kind of like threw me for a loop because to me, it's like people trying to force something on the world. You know what I mean? Like, force them on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's to me at that time, you know, in that climbing era of 16 years ago, people weren't acceptable to the LGBT community. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know what I mean? But especially in the black community.
Yeah. Niggas already know we go dumb in this bitch. We'll pull up anywhere and go dumb. We'll pull up on your block, go dumb. Her block, go dumb. Your mama block, go dumb. You already know what the fuck we doing in this bitch, nigga. 204 LITOTG, nigga. We pull up and we go dumb. All my niggas gon' go dumb. You can get your shit blow acting dumb. Lil' bit thinking I'm cuffin', she dumb. Every flow that I do, it go dumb, dumb. Go dumb. We'll pop out in this bitch and go dumb, dumb. Go dumb. I said I can't let up on you niggas, I mean it. Work out the AI, you know that it be me. I don't like you rappers, you niggas be capping. Just know it's a rap, so don't ask for a feature. And I hope you get done when you get to reacting, cause you can get slapped with the back of the shit. Not gon' play like a hoe, we gon' blow. Turn that boy to a ghost, have him looking like cats with a piece. All he thinking he touch it because he gripping. What's the difference? Pussy's got a grip too. Got him wet, they say he was a slick dude. Ain't no wrestling with ya, I'm not Rick Rude. We gon' leave him with lit like a pin too. She said, boy, you ain't shit, I'm like, bitch, who? You don't even suck dick, I'm like, bitch, move. Shout out MMR, we moving too smooth. It's a different type of world that we live in. You gon' need more than a jacket when it's real cold. Whatever you niggas started, I'm about to finish. We puttin' bullets to the chest like my new bow. I jumpin' 7 in his back, turnin' Kuko. Walkin' with it, gotta keep it tucked like Skuko. Sitting at the throne, lookin' down on the rent. I'm thinking shit, I really started fun for the new dose. You say it's beef, then it's up, bitch, what's up? Just pull up and we stappin'. We pop out the cut like, what's up for the cabin? You steppin' that fire on your life, I won't pass. Like you steppin' that fire on your mama, I'm blast. Bitch, I'm the one and I'm second to none. You can catch me in the hood like a nun. Once we tell them the handle, that business is done. Thinking that we won't pull up, bitch, you dumb. Dumb. Thinking we gon' pull up, bitch, you dumb. We pop out in this bitch and go dumb. Lil' bitch thinking I'm cuffin', she dumb, dumb, dumb. Every flow that I do, it go dumb, 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 dumb. I said I can't let up on you niggas, I mean it. Work out the AI, you know that it be me. I don't like you rappers, you niggas be capping. Just know it's a rap, so don't ask for a feature. And I hope you get dumb when you get to reacting, cause you can get slapped with the back of the heat. Not gon' play like a hoe, we gon' blow. Turn that boy to a ghost, have him looking like cats for the people.